This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's news of cryptocurrency this week that we want to tell you about, but for which some background is required. There's a cryptocurrency company called Ripple Labs. It sells a token, which is kind of a coin, but not really a coin, but that's not important right now. That token is called XRP, and Ripple sells XRP on public crypto exchanges. The Securities and Exchange Commission saw that and said, wait, that's a violation of securities laws, and sued Ripple. A judge this week said in that case, no, it's not a violation to trade XRP on public exchanges, but the judge ruled XRP tokens were being offered as investment contracts to institutional investors, and he said that that is a violation of securities laws. Crystal clear, right? Well, no, I get that. But the point is, both the regulators and the crypto guys are now claiming victory, and this, then, is a prime example of how hard it is going to be to regulate crypto. Marketplace's Lily Jamali takes it from there.
Much of the legal wrangling in the crypto space comes down to whether particular digital assets can be classified as securities. And regulators ask questions to see if they are, says Timothy Massid, former chair of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission.
Are the developers still involved? Does someone have administrative keys or powers that could affect the value of the token?
If so, then that asset falls in the securities basket, and that theoretically puts said digital asset and the company behind it within the SEC's authority. But Massett says regulators often end up having to sue to get information to make the call.
There's nothing that mandates disclosures about particular tokens today.
Massett argues crypto companies should have to make more disclosures up front before a token ever makes it to a trading platform near you. Despite disagreement over what new regulations should look like, Sheila Warren, CEO of the Crypto Council for Innovation, says they're necessary.
Sophisticated and mature actors in any industry understand that being within a regulatory perimeter provides comfort and security to users and consumers, and that matters.
But much of the regulatory perimeter that crypto falls into was drafted almost a century ago, says Stephen Pally, a partner with the law firm Brown Rudnick.
The Securities Act and the Exchange Act, those are from the 1930s. Like, Congress didn't anticipate digital assets that could be traded electronically.
Fair to say those rules aren't aging too well in the digital era, Pally says.
Imagine having interstates and cars, but having a 10-mile-an-hour speed limit. That wouldn't make much sense.
All agree, the laws are due for some updates. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.